Hello. Okay. I think we're looking good here. When you're trying to get everything ready to go and do something, and it's always one more thing. And if anybody knows, is it bad when your USB plug dips into your cup of tea? Will it recover? I hope it recovers. So, welcome everyone. This is Heather. This is the Back to Me podcast. And I know this is a video that you're watching right now, but it also becomes a podcast in a very few short minutes afterwards. So that's pretty exciting for me. If you haven't checked out my podcast yet, I'm going to post it in the comments because maybe video isn't your bag. Maybe you like to listen. I listen to podcasts when I'm walking to and from. And I just find I really like listening to the podcast, and I can't always watch videos. So if podcast is your thing, Joe, check out the Back to Me podcast. It is on Google and Apple, and it's on Anchor FM. So, and I'll post it again later, as I was saying. And today's weekly tip, I like to pop in and just once a week, give you something small, something that you can, maybe it's just something to think about, a different way of thinking. Maybe it is something to try. Because the only way to know if it's going to work for you is to try it out, right? I've spent the better part of, I hate to say it, 30 years. Yes, I started when I was in the womb. No, I'm kidding. The better part of 30 years, I've been experimenting, trying to figure out, you know, the latest fad, like, oh, do this diet. Oh, do that diet. Oh, do this exercise. Oh, all you have to do is this. And I've learned a lot over the years, and I know that not everything works for everyone, and not everything works in the same way for everyone, because everyone's different. Everyone's circumstances are different. Everyone's bodies are different. Everyone's schedules are different. Everyone's priorities are different. So I want to share with you lots of ideas, because something is going to work for you. And my intention is called Back to Me, because when you can take better care of yourself, and you feel better and you feel healthier and you feel happier, then you can go out into the world and do the things that are important to you, do the things that you want to do. And maybe, hopefully, some of that is just to make the world a better place. If everybody's happier and healthier, it's going to be a better place all around. And today, we're going to talk about why you should fartlek your life. And if you've never been a runner, you're going to say, what? Is that a real word? It is a real word. Fartlek. I just like saying it. It makes me laugh. You should laugh every day, my friends. So fartlek is a Swedish, pardon me, is a Swedish word. And it means speed play. And believe it or not, back in the day, quite a number of years ago, I used to run marathons. I took up running because I wanted to get into shape. One of the many things I tried out to find a fitter, healthier self. And I took up running and I started small. You know, I just would go a little bit and then it just grew until I was running marathons. And I even did a triathlon at one point. Oh yeah. At one point I did have a plan to do the Ironman, but then I just let that plan go because I didn't have to do it to achieve what I wanted in life, right? So, but that's a whole other story. I'll save that for a future date. But fartlek, I learned it in the world of running, because when you're running long distances, it can just seem to take forever. You're just running and running. It actually for me was a really good, it was like a moving meditation, just moving. I didn't listen to music back then. I would just move and the world would be going by and I'd be doing these runs that would take me an hour or two and then I would come back. So fartlek, though, to go back onto the topic of fartleks, so it's random periods of high intensity. So it's like HIIT training, you know, it's like HIIT for running. And the intention of it is, you know, you randomly go faster. The way I learned it was you would randomly run as fast as you could. And then you would back it off and just recover, slow down, take some time, catch your breath, you know. And then when you felt like it was time again, you would go really fast again. And then you would pull it back, power it back. So that's what fartlek is in terms of training. So it's going periods of speeding up and then taking time to recover. So it may be obvious to you now why I'm saying you should fartlek your life. Often I find the more that I have these conversations, and I was guilty of this when I worked in the corporate world, it's, you know, if it makes you feel important, and it's very romanticized to be working really hard all the time. You know, I pulled an all-nighter. Oh, I worked so hard on this. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, I also wrote, you know, that book, Lean In. I'm sure she had the greatest of intentions when she, I can't remember what the author's name was for Lean In. But we have this idea that we need to be this superhero. I can do everything. I'm out there. I'm making things happen. Hey, Sherry. Sherry's just giving me a little heart over on the Facebook. So we've had this idea that we have to be this huge epic person and drive, drive, drive until we drop. But is that really a good idea? I mean, I don't think that's healthy, just in that whole general sense. So I want to normalize, my goal is to normalize taking care of yourself and saying no to things and not having to do everything all the time, not having to be the everything and the to everyone and doing all the things. I did a post a little while ago about you don't have to do all the doings. And I do this partly to remind myself because I like to do all the doings and I have ideas, endless ideas of like, oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do this. And yes, I probably could. But do I need to? Is that the healthiest thing for me? So fartleks, back to fartleks again. So when I compare this to running, when you want to achieve a goal, so my goal, I'm developing this program. Well, it's developed. It's launching in January. We're going to do a 5-day live stream. I'm going to go live every day for 5 days. And we're going to work on the steps to develop your personalized self-care plan. Because like I said at the beginning, everybody's self-care plan is different. So I'm going to go live in the Back to Me Facebook group. If you're not a member of the Back to Me Facebook group, friend, jump on in there. I'll post that link down there in the comments later. But I'm going to go live in that group every day. And we're going to go through steps to build your own personal self-care plan. And my self-care plan changes from day to day. As you know, what is it? A month ago? What day is it today? The first. A month and a couple of days ago, I actually had a stroke. Yeah, tell me about it. I was shocked too. So my self-care plan has really altered to what it was 2 months ago, the things that I did to stay healthy. But luckily, the things that I was doing to stay healthy helped me and are helping me continually to recover from that. So fartlek. I keep coming back to fartlek. So I especially notice it now that I'm in recovery. I can do bursts of productivity and then pull back and rest. Burst it, like push forward, but recognize you need to rest. So even running a marathon, you can't run a marathon full out for the whole thing. Maybe there's people who can. They're probably Olympians. Your average human being. And why do we feel like we have to be epic? Like, you don't have to be an Olympian. You don't have to run your whole life full out 100 miles an hour and charge through and crash into the wall at the end. That just doesn't sound fun to me. So to still do the things you want to do and still, you still have to work hard sometimes on things you want to work on. So what you do is you're like, I schedule it now in my calendar because this cerebral incident has forced me to. I will say, for this hour, I'm going to work on this project. And my project now, the only project I'm working on really, is the Back to Me podcast and the live stream. And then I have a 6-week course that is, we're going to go from the live stream, and some people who want to enter it are going to enter this 6-week course with me. We're really going to get into your personalized user manual, how to make Heather operate the best possible, fill in the name here. So it's a bit of an extreme example that I had to be injured to really hone in my awareness on you, I, you, we cannot go full out all the time. Athletes know this. They take lots of rest. We see them when they're performing at their peak, their ultimate, they're amazing. But do you know how much rest and care they took care of themselves? Like what they did to make that happen? They have therapists, they have massage, they have exercise trainers, they have coaches, various coaches to help them really reach their peak potential. Their goal is to win a medal. My goal is to get to 111 years old with all my capacity still intact. So I got to take care of this now, right? You might not want to live till you're 111. I get it. When I was in the emergency room, people forget that I had a curtain across so that I could rest, but people forget there's someone back there and curtains aren't soundproof. And I heard this elderly man walking with his caretaker or his wife or someone, and he's complaining about getting old. And she said, I want to get old because what's the alternative, right? Sometimes we don't even think of it that way. But my point today is yes, yes, yes. You might have to work hard. You might even love working hard. But if you don't give yourself time to back off your high intensity, to come back to a low intensity and to recover, then you're going to burn out. At some point, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, you will burn out. I've burnt out multiple times and I still didn't learn until I ended up in the hospital. So you need that pullback time, that time to give yourself rest and recovery. And rest is not weakness. Rest is strength, because when you come from your best possible place, you can achieve so much more. HIIT training is designed where you have I'm back to fitness training again. You have those high intensity periods and then the low intensity periods because it makes you better and it makes you better able to perform. So same in life. Have your, whatever you're trying to, whatever goal you want to work on. I'm working on the Back to Me program. Maybe you're working on a big project. Maybe you're working on your fitness levels. Maybe you're working, I don't know, anything, a billion things. The options are endless. We're at the buffet of life, but try not to overfill your plate. Fill up your day with intense periods of activity and then make sure you rest, 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 rest. I have spent the last month catching up on 30 years of sleep. And let me tell you, it's a good thing. I didn't think I would ever stop sleeping, but now I don't need a nap in the afternoon because I caught up on 30 years of sleep. Don't wait 30 years. to catch up on your rest. I'm just checking my notes to make sure I'm not forgetting to tell you anything. That is my message for you today. Fartlek your life. Go for it. If you want something, go for it. Go for it with that high intensity and short spurts. Pull back. Also, pulling back gives you time to reflect. See if it's working. Gives you some perspective. Give you some rest and then go at it again. Sound good? My friend, if you ever need some help, I do actually do one-on-one coaching still. And by the way, it's the end of the year, so I always throw up something for the end of the year. It's the end of the year, and I have a special 3-meeting package where if there's just something you need to get yourself going, maybe little spurts of intensity, a quick start package for new customers, 3 coaching sessions for a super special 50% off. And I am going to be posting the event for the Back to Me live stream. And I'm going to put that in the Facebook group. So check out the Back to Me Facebook group. Check out the Back to Me podcast. And whatever you're doing in your life, make sure you're taking some time to get back to you. Because we need more of you to share more of you with the world. Take good care of yourself, my friend. So good to see you. And I'll see you again next week. Take care.